This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. And we're going to finish up this economic talk, tariff talk, because that's the hot news of the day before we get on to the FBI. That'll be heavy. We'll do some emails and we'll get to deportations. We'll get to other things. But finishing up our talk on the tariffs, because Trump gave his big press conference today. Big thing. This was an hour ago. He's out there on the, I think it was in front of the White House on stage. He's pulling out a chart showing these are the reciprocal tariffs we're putting on everybody. Now, they weren't reciprocal. He said they would be even. They're not even. We're basically charging a lot of these people, most of them half of what they're charging us. Okay. So where are we going to go from here? What's going to happen? Well, there are going to be some bumpy economic times. There are. It's inevitable. And this is one of the things that I'm not going to spend forever on because I don't know how it's going to work in the end. I don't know if in a year from now we're going to have all kinds of manufacturing coming back into America and there are going to be better jobs, better paying jobs for normal people to work a good job and provide for their family, and financially people will be better off. I don't know. That may be the case. I don't know. I don't know if a year from now we are battling a recession and life is actually more expensive than it was before. I don't know. I know that, as I've told you before, when you get into this game, the tariff game, the journey is fraught with danger. And remember, you can do everything right, even if you're correct. And the way everything works now, you can still lose. Meaning, it's a global economy. They want everything to remain the same. They don't want to pay more. What if they decide to really make this a war and really hurt us? What if it hurts us economically? What do the midterms look like if the United States economy is in the toilet and the American people are angry? Now, stop for a second. Stop. Because when I say something like that, it's tempting to say, well, I don't care. You can't. You're going to give them control. Now, listen. This is me. You don't have to talk to me like that. And I don't have to talk to you like that. You're informed. I'm informed. You, me, we don't decide elections. We are the workers. We are the tip of the spear. We are the ones who drive the vote. We are the ones who run for office. I didn't say we're not important. You are critically important. But you don't decide elections. I do not decide elections. Your politically uninvolved normie friend, he's the one who decides elections. That is a frustrating part of living in a representative republic, and it's a very frustrating part of living in a country that's decided everybody who lives to the age of 18 should be able to vote and decide who's in office. That means uninformed people will be making decisions that affect us all. And your normie friend, he doesn't know about the communist infiltration of this country. He doesn't understand why we have inflation, government spending, border policy. Even if he understands these issues at all, it's on the most possible surface level you could possibly get. You understand these issues in depth. He doesn't. And he is the one who decides elections. If this economy is in the toilet come midterms, we will be slaughtered and Donald Trump will be impeached in the House of Representatives. That's the truth. And if the economy stabilizes and this all works, then it'll all work. The proof is going to be in the pudding. And I know that's not how you suppose. Shut up, Chris. I don't like how the guy emailed in and corrected us on how to properly say that. I know it's a dumb saying. It's my saying, okay? I'm old and I do dumb sayings. The proof's in the pudding, Chris. Anyway, the proof will be, does it work out or not? And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. We'll see where we go from here, all right? All right, the FBI stuff's going to get a touch heavy, so I'm going to do the most juvenile thing in the world, and I'm going to put that off, mainly because I want to make sure I offend a few people and then read a couple emails, and then we'll get back to the FBI. So let's offend some people now. There's been a bit of a dust-up in the House of Representatives over the last couple days. And the dust-up, really the source of the dust-up, has been this. Democrat Brittany Peterson has joined with Republican out of Florida, Anna Paulina Luna. They've joined on a proxy voting action, I'll put it that way. And this is designed so new mothers, nursing mothers, don't have to actually show up to vote. Someone can show up to vote for them. Here's Brittany Peterson.
And Mr. Speaker, I rise today in strong opposition to this rule, which restricts moms and dads from doing their jobs after welcoming a new child. And I can tell you, after being a mom here and being only the 13th member to have ever given birth while serving in Congress, voting member, I can tell you we have a long ways to go to make this place accessible for young families like mine. It is unfathomable that...
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Why does this place have to be accessible for you? Why? I love kids. Kids are great. Being a dad's the best thing I've ever done in my life. Why do I have to listen to your baby cry when you're giving a speech from the House?
Mr. Speaker, I rise today in strong opposition to this rule, which restricts moms and dads from doing their jobs after welcoming a new child. And I can tell you, after being a mom here and being only the 13th member to have ever given birth while serving in Congress, voting...
Why are you there? Well, I shouldn't have to choose. That's what people love to say today. I shouldn't have to choose. So let me tell you something. Young ladies, young men, everybody, all of life is about making choices. And here's the reality of it. There is only a finite amount of time and energy. And when you dedicate time to something, you will oftentimes sacrifice something else. A couple weeks ago, I was gone on a Friday. Where was I? I had to fly to Florida. Wasn't for fun in the sun. I had to fly there for all kinds of business reasons. I didn't get to hang out with my sons that day. I had to make a choice many men and women make often. I had to make a choice. Do I spend this day with my sons, or do I get on a plane, fly to Florida, and work some things out business-wise? And I chose to go to Florida. Young ladies are lied to repeatedly in society now, and one of the most pervasive lies that seems to have spread everywhere is, I shouldn't have to choose. Well, of course you have to choose. I didn't say you can have a family or a career. That's not what I said. But if you are going to dedicate yourself 100% all in to raising a baby, being a stay-at-home mother, then that is going to mean sacrificing career ambitions. It will. It will. You cannot have both, actually, and vice versa. If you are going to be that go-getter at work, I want a promotion, I want to be the boss, I want to be the vice president, I want to go, I want to win, I'm fine. That is obviously your right to do so. You're a human being with agency. You have every right to do that. If that is going to be your lot, you are not going to be as dedicated or as good of a mother as somebody who doesn't. You're going to make sacrifices. You simply will. That's reality. That's how life works. That doesn't also make you a bad person. I want to point that out, but I shouldn't have to choose. Everybody has to choose all the time. Men, women, all the time. My father had to choose. My father was gone all the time. He was always doing a construction project here or there. I wouldn't see him all week long. It was the only way we could pay the bills. Dad had to choose. It sucked. That's life. If you're a young mother and you can't show up to vote on the House of Representatives, if you can't make a vote to decide the direction of the United States of America, then go home and raise your freaking baby. This is not nursery school. And yes, you have to choose. Everybody has to choose. Why should you be any different? I'm tired of being told we have to accommodate everybody here. So I shouldn't have to choose. Here's my prop, baby. Go home and raise it, woman. Good grief. We're trying to run a country here. I have time for this crap. Gosh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to raise my voice. I'm sick and tired of this crap. Sick and tired of the lack of seriousness that everything's treated with. And in fact, you know what? In fact, I'm going to put a little bow on this topic and make sure I offend as many people as possible. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Of course, it's a hump day. We'll get to emails before I get to the FBI. Mike Johnson spoke yesterday about this.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box. And so that's what we just saw. Let me just make this clear. That rule being brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. That means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act for election integrity. We will not be voting on the rogue judges who are attacking President Trump's agenda. We will not.
This is because a couple young women, I shouldn't have to choose, and decided that we had to be subjected to this. Well, it's not pro-family. Your family shouldn't be everywhere. Is that too harsh? I'm sorry, maybe I'm my father's son. Your family shouldn't be everywhere. Your baby. Did you know that? Your baby doesn't belong everywhere. He simply doesn't. Especially when there's important business being conducted. That doesn't mean your baby isn't special. Doesn't mean your baby isn't wonderful. It means your baby doesn't belong here. You want to bring your baby into Red Lobster? Fine. Great. You want to bring your baby into a critical national security mission or meeting? Nope. Sorry. Go nurse somewhere else. Ah, but I have a right to be here. And that's the problem. That sense of entitlement in this country. I shouldn't have to choose, but you do. You have to choose just like we all do. Politicians somehow, they think they're somehow separate from the same choices we all have to make. Is there a single parent, man or woman, listening to the sound of my voice who hasn't had to make that choice a million different times in their life? I wish I never had to miss a single thing my sons did. And for the most part, I don't. Sometimes I do. But shoot, I talk about it. My wife has to stop me sometimes from bringing them along. Hey, I should bring one of the boys along. Jesse, they can't come along on your business meeting. And she's right every time. Yeah, you're right. Okay, fine. You have to choose oftentimes. And this weird sense of entitlement drives me nuts because it treats extremely serious issues with a lack of seriousness. We are in a very, very dangerous time in this country. In fact, that brings me perfectly into the FBI stuff. You already know what we're about to talk about, but there are newly released documents courtesy of Catherine Herridge, Michael Schellenberger, and Alex Gutentag. They were the ones who broke the reporting. I want to make sure they get credit for it. But the reporting was things you already knew, things we talked about before. What is the reporting? The Federal Bureau of Investigation. They knew the Hunter Biden laptop was real. And at the very, very top, leadership inside of the FBI issued a gag order days before the 2020 presidential election. So no FBI agent would talk about it. Now, maybe this sounds like a throwaway topic. I'm here to tell you this is everything. And if it's not properly addressed, it will end everything you love, everything you care about. Free countries, they can't survive with a secret state police agency working exclusively on behalf of one of the political parties. They can't survive. I know it sounds crazy until you think it through, but addressing what's happening at the FBI is more important than the economy. It's more important than the border. It's more important than Ukraine, Iran. It's more important than tariffs. It's more important. It's the most important thing in the world. And it's the most important thing in the world because a secret state police agency can and will destroy your life. And it can and will. It will cause a civil war in the United States of America. Because if you travel down this road far enough, where you end up is red states will have to form a coalition against a federal law enforcement arm, thus forcing the federal government to choose a side. The federal government will, of course, choose the side of the federal law enforcement arm. And soon we have the United States military called in to challenge the state of Texas. That's how this ends if the FBI is not brought to heel. What happened inside the walls of the FBI, what is happening right now, is the most frightening, most important thing happening on the planet for you, the American citizen. I am not overselling it. It's everything. Where we are right now, it's scary. Because we have 4 years. All these people are still there. Elvis Chan, the FBI special agent in this story, the FBI special agent, the one coordinating Facebook and all that and stuff, he's not hiding in a non-extradition country. He got promoted. He's still inside the walls. All the bad guys are inside the walls, working every minute of every day against you, the American citizen. If this is not addressed, we don't have a country anymore. If this is not addressed, then elections truly don't matter. If we get elected and we put in reformers like Cash and Dan Bongino and two studs like that can't clean out the FBI, then elections don't actually matter. You are governed by the Cheka. This is why I don't have time for... Why can't I bring my baby? No, woman, go home. The adults are working. No time for it. Do some emails in a moment before I lose my temper. Talk about rough greens. That makes me feel good. You know what I feel bad about? I've been eating a lot better lately. A lot better. Today, double cheeseburger. Fries. I even dipped my fries in jalapeno ranch. Do you realize that unhealthy meal that I had today, that's what you give your dog every meal? Big gut bombs of empty calories. That's what dog food is. Dog food is dead. It's empty calories. It's the reason your dog has so many health problems. It's the reason our dogs die so early. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black created a nutritional supplement you sprinkle on your dog's food. It puts live nutrients inside of your dog with antioxidants and omega oils and probiotics. You know what's amazing? Your dog's coat. You're not going to have to guess. Well, I can't tell you. Oh, you'll know. Stuff is miraculous. It fixed Fred's digestive issues. He never has those anymore now. Free Jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. I'm calm now. You can download any part of the show. They podcast the show. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I'll get to the immigration stuff in a few. I'm going to let myself cool off. I'm going to play RFK. Let's talk about something good. This is awesome.
We're going to eliminate an entire alphabet soup of departments and agencies while preserving their core functions by merging them into a new organization called the Administration for a Healthy America, or AHA. We have two goals. The first is obvious, to save the...
One, AHA is very funny. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. I know it's immature, but either they didn't think that through or they thought it through a lot.
Taxpayer money by making our department more efficient. And the second is to radically improve our quality of service. I want to promise you now that we're going to do more with less. No American is going to be left behind. Our key services delivered through Medicare and Medicaid, the FDA and CDC, and other agencies will enter a new era of responsiveness and a new era of effectiveness. 28 great divisions will become 15. The entire...
Yeah, the important thing is he's getting rid of 20,000 dirtball government employees, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Dear Oracle, it seems like establishment GOP have fully committed themselves to the stalling the agenda we all voted for. They'll talk tough for the next 18 months, don't seem interested in accomplishing anything. If that happens, they'll likely lose the House in the midterms. Am I just paranoid, or is this on the mark? Well, here's the truth. If I were to present something to you, I want you to picture this, okay? I want you to picture you're at a game. It's baseball season right now, so we'll make it a baseball game. Let's say you're at a baseball game, and there's 50,000 people in the stands, all right? And it's an important game, okay? It's a playoff game. It's a game you have to win. 50,000 people screaming, yelling, screaming, yelling, screaming, yelling, okay? Now, I come up with a solution. Forget about playing this game, all nine innings, the pitching, the batting. Forget about any of that. Instead, here's what we're going to do. I am going to pitch you five balls. If you hit one of the balls out of the park or even deep into the outfield, your team wins the game. If you can't do that, your team loses the game and you're out of the playoffs. Now, if I was to present that exact scenario to all 50,000 fans, now these are the fans from each team, 50,000 hardcore baseball fans, and let's assume they're all at least vaguely capable of hitting the ball that far. The little old granny's going to say no. Let's assume all 50,000 people are capable of hitting the ball that far. How many, what percentage of the 50,000 people would take that bet? Not very many. I bet there'd be 5, maybe 10. But why? Why? You have the opportunity for glory. You have the opportunity to take your team to the next level. You have the opportunity to be the hero. Well, yeah, but you also might fail. You might be the bad guy, the loser. People will blame you. People will shout at you. You'll have to carry that loss with you. You know what's easier than that? Just saying no and sitting in the stands. The reason I encourage you so often to run for office, local office, doesn't have to be fancy national stuff, local office, It's not because you have some special ability that other people don't have. You have some unique qualification other people don't have. Although you do, we're all unique. We all have gifts from God. The reason I encourage you to run for office is you are passionate about the country and the direction of the country. Even if you disagree with me on things, and obviously that's fine. You are passionate. You care about the country. And somebody who's passionate and cares about the country all the way. Someone who, if there's a piece of bad news, you'll be sick to your stomach, won't you? I'll tell you, it puts me in a funk. Ob hates it sometimes. When things were going bad on certain days under Biden, I'd come home and I'd just be in a bad mood, man. I'm in a funk. I'm mad about, I love my country. I'm sick to my stomach. That's you. That's why I want you to run for office. Because you care enough. The people we send to Congress, they don't want to go get in the game. Because getting in the game is scary. It's dangerous. People will criticize you. It's so much easier. Instead of trying to be a hero, instead of risking being the loser who lost it, it's so much easier to just sit in the stands. Let someone else take a chance. Have you noticed how many people, senators and members of the House, have started, I love Trump, 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 which you know I don't do that because it's so boring and obnoxious. But have you noticed how many of them have started doing that since Trump got elected again? You know, have you noticed how many of them cheer for Elon Musk? I love what Elon's doing. I love this Doge stuff. We got to get the waste out of government. Love me some Elon. You go, Elon. Well, you're in the House of Representatives. You could have been attacking government waste forever. You could have been in there auditing these places. You could have sent staffers in there. You could have had a team marching into this department and that department. You've been there. Yeah, good point, Chris. Some of these guys have been there 10 years, 20 years. They've never even looked into any of these things. And the second Elon Musk gets in there and starts doing some of this stuff, woo, love Elon. I'm such an Elon fan. I think I'll buy a Tesla. Me and Trump, we're good friends. And I love Elon. Who are they? What are they? They're just loser dorks that don't actually want to help or do anything or take any chances. They want someone else to. They want Trump to do it. They want Elon Musk to do it. But they themselves don't actually want to do it. And this, again, back to what I said, is why I want you running for office. Because I want you to be a city councilman today and a United States senator 10 years from now. Because I want you to walk into Washington, D.C. with a love of the country. Not a love of your position. Not a desire to be friends, to get along with everybody. I want someone who wants to be in the game. I want someone who wants to go take those swings because it matters. But we don't have that right now. You have that. You personally. And there are good people who do. But especially these guys, what you brought up, Mike Johnson. We'll make it about Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson's Speaker of the House. You have any idea the perks and privileges of Speaker of the House? They don't even have their office in the other congressional office buildings. Did you know that? There's all these different congressional office buildings. Oh, no, Chris. The Speaker has a totally different office in a different building, and it's like a palace. You have private security, lots of it. When Mike Johnson's leaving work for the day, tell me this wouldn't be kind of cool. Mike Johnson walks out the door flanked by bodyguards and hops into a fleet of armored SUVs to drive him wherever he's going. Do you think that'd be cool? Do you think? You think if you ever achieve that position, you would want to keep that position? And do you think maybe keeping that position would be more important than the country? That's where we're at. These people we have in the House and the Senate, they don't want to take chances, don't want to make decisions, take risks. No. My goodness, what if I lose my private security? They want Elon to do it. Let Trump do it. Yeah, man, I'm in trouble. All right, hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Chris, you got to mix in more 80s. I like the 80s. Well, listen, the 80s are... I know we play a lot of 80s. I want more. 80s are feel-good music because it was a feel-good era. I have no idea why it felt good. What, Chris, what? I know there are bad songs in the 80s too, Chris. I didn't say it was universal. It's not like they had more. Whatever, Chris. So stupid. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's touch on a heavy, heavy subject here. Something we haven't gone over in a while, but I want to make sure we're always aware of this. And I know we have a bunch of new listeners. The evil people who run Western civilization. Decades after decades after decades of neglect has allowed evil people to take over Western civilization, not just America. It's pretty universal, to be honest with you. The free countries of the world. They understand, they all understand perfectly well that what they want, the system of government they want, smashing you and your rights, they understand it's not lawful. Virtually all these countries have constitutions and laws that prevent them from doing the things they want to do. But How do you get around that? Because remember, what they want to do is force. That's what the communists believes in now, same as he always did. You remember during COVID, you got a nice little window into how these people think. Oh, no, I'm a free American. What's that? You're not vaccinated? You should go to a quarantine camp and have your kids taken from you. Oh, that's fine if you don't want to take the vax. You should just lose your job. They believe in force. The communist believes in force. He doesn't like to advertise himself that way because who wants to buy that? But he believes in force. He believes in it all the way. So he wants to send the police after you, and he did during COVID. I remember watching somebody paddleboarding by themselves getting locked up on the beach in California, frog marched in handcuffs off the beach for paddleboarding by themselves. The communist looks at all the guns, the enforcement agencies of the government, local cops, sheriff, national cops, and the military, all those guns, all those troops, and he does not look at them the way you do. You look at a cop as somebody who protects the community, stops bad guys. That's how you look at a cop. The communist looks at a cop and he sees that gun and handcuffs and says to himself, huh, I really could lock up my political opponents with that guy. If I can make sure my guy has that badge on, then I can send him after the people I hate. You know, every single communist, every single one who's ever taken power has sent the military after his political opponents. Cleaned out the military from anybody who may be disloyal to him. Barack Obama did this very well. And replaced the people in that military with loyalists. To what end? Well, it wasn't to fight Iran. It wasn't to fight Russia or China. He wants the opportunity to send all those guns, all those bullets against you. But the problem is all that's unlawful. So what do? Well, you simply find out a way to make it lawful. The founders wrote about this all the time. They wrote about the tyranny of laws, of judges. They wrote how quickly a country could become despotic if your judges become evil and tyrannical, if the law becomes evil and tyrannical. There's a great line in that movie, The Patriot, that great Mel Gibson movie. An elected legislature can trample a man's rights just as easily as a king can. 100% right. Western communists, the people running the United States of America, I'm talking about the bureaucracy, the people who run Canada, the people who run Germany, France, the UK, the European Union in general, they all believe the same thing. They want to hurt you. They want the freedom to hurt you. They want to use their guns to hurt you. So they must figure out a way to make you unlawful. They have to figure out how to make you a lawbreaker, because once they do that, either by replacing the judges or changing the laws or replacing the police force, once they do that, then they can do what they've always wanted to do, finally take all those guns, all those badges, all those uniforms, and send them after their political opponents. This is the PM of the UK. You see, the UK has exactly what we have. Mass importation of barbarians. It's destroying their country. The patriotic Brits are dead set against it, but their evil politicians have joined forces with the barbarians against the patriotic Brits. Now, how do you deal with all these patriotic Brits? Well, here's the head of Germany.
What can we do as a society to stop and prevent young boys being dragged into this whirlpool of hatred and misogyny? And it is young boys predominantly in this particular instance. But also, how can we protect young girls that are at risk? Because obviously that's a very strong feature of the documentary, the drama.
He's talking about all the violent crime that's sweeping England right now. And you, of course, know who's the culprit. It's all the foreigners. All the rape, all the murder, all the violent crime, pillaging that wonderful historic country. And the patriotic Brits are freaking out about it. Same thing's happening in Ireland. The Irish citizens freaking out about it, upset about it. Well, what do you do if you're an evil politician who brought these foreigners in? Well, it worked out great for you. You simply find a way to justify using the law, using the force against your political enemies. Get them arrested, hurt them the way you want. Now you rule everything. It's exactly what Joe Biden did. It's verbatim what Joe Biden did. Why do you think they replaced so many people in the United States military? Why do you think this person was an army captain claiming to be a woman?
My name is Christina Winters, and I am a captain in the Army Reserve. And I want you to know that you are seen, you are loved, you're appreciated. And I want you to know.
Yeah, that's a dude. Why? Why would you bring people like that into the military? What do you think that dude would do if he was ordered to attack you and your family? Yeah, you know exactly what he would do. That's why he was brought in. Does this kind of history interest you? You know, Hillsdale teach you history for free. I know you love when I do history. Well, half you do, half you hate it. But, you know, Hillsdale's offering more than 40 courses for free. You can go take Constitution 101. In fact, we're going to talk about the Constitution here in a minute when it comes to immigration. You want to learn about the rise and fall of the Roman Republic. How did they turn into an empire with a king? When they were run by the Senate. How did that happen? Hillsdale will teach you all of it. And it's interesting. It's good. It's safe for the whole family. Instead of scrolling through YouTube, flipping through the channels, this weekend, sit down and take one class from Hillsdale. There's no cost. I'm not selling you something. There's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.